So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
This podcast contains explicit adult content, mature themes, and candid conversations about sex, dominance, power exchange, and ethical non-monogamy. It is intended for audiences 18 and over only. Listener discretion is advised. The views expressed by our guests are theirs alone and do not necessarily reflect the views or values of the hosts, producers, or affiliated brands. The Bull Brotherhood podcast is for educational, entertainment, and empowerment purposes only. Nothing in this podcast should be interpreted as legal advice, medical guidance, or psychological counseling. We speak from experience, not credentials. Always practice consent, respect the boundaries of others, and follow local laws. If you're not comfortable with frank talk about sex, kink, dominance, or emotional power, this probably isn't the show for you. But if you're ready to step into your masculine edge and embrace a lifestyle that demands mastery, welcome to the Brotherhood.
Welcome to the Bull Brotherhood podcast, where we talk power, pleasure, and the art of dominance in ethical non-monogamy. This is not your average lifestyle podcast. This is for men who lead, men who master, and men who leave a lasting impression. If you're here, you're not just curious. You're ready to elevate. So to all the bulls, hot wives, stags, and open-minded explorers, we see you. Let's go.
Oh yeah, claim the mind, train the body, own the soul. Deep connections built on trust and circle. From conversations to the passion that we hold, this brotherhood's tremendous story.
Good evening and welcome to another informative, and I do mean informative, Bull Brotherhood podcast. And this one is very, very special tonight because I truly have all my brothers from the Bull Brotherhood with me tonight. Of course, my partner in crime, my nephew, Socrates. But also I have, from the Keys and Anchors podcast, Michael C. Say what's up, Mike.
What's going on, everybody? Happy to be here.
And my other brother, my little brother, my little big brother, from the Old Faces, Faces podcast. You know him as Mr. Mocha, a.k.a. Dark Gable. What's good, baby?
What's up, big bro?
A.k.a. Devo. Exactly. A.k.a. Devo, Mr. Olympia.
Why I got to be Devo? I ain't even done nothing yet.
Lee Haney. Lee Haney over there, exactly.
And of course, yours truly, you know, the Sigma male himself, Mr. Brian Morgan. But I'm taking a different approach tonight, a different role, ladies and gentlemen. I'm actually the moderator for this podcast, for this segment tonight. And the segment is one that we all are like really have great conversations about. And I really want to hear these three brothers here go at it tonight. All right, this is going to be raw, uncensored, unfiltered. Okay, this is like the roles and responsibilities of, and I'm going to make it the three way. The roles and responsibilities of not only the hot wife couple, but the hot wife, the cuckold husband, as well as the bull. Okay, this is stemming from a conversation that took place about, what, a week ago, y'all? Last week? After a wonderful Utopia weekend in Palm Springs, California, okay? So on that note, I'm going to turn it over to my nephew, Socrates, and he's going to bring you up to speed on what that conversation started and what it's all about. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so to me, it was a continuation of a debate that Mr. Mocha and Michael C. are having as far as that is concerned. And we were in hot tub just kind of like going over the weekend, you know, talking about how successful it was. And the subject came up about responsibilities of the bull versus the cuckold and the challenges that they face. And listening to Mr. Mocha and Michael, I thought that Mr. Mocha was saying something and Michael was saying another, but I got a little bit more clarity on what Michael was saying and I wasn't feeling it. So I was like, I didn't think you thought that way, brother. So that's what we got. So I would rather have Michael state his position and then I state mine. I don't know what you guys think about that. And then I don't know if you guys want me and him to debate that, or then Mr. Mocha can step in.
Why don't you speak on where you went off track or where our opinions diverge so that the people kind of know what the starting point is.
Yeah, that's a better idea.
Yeah.
Because you know Mike going to start throwing rocks in a minute, so you better go ahead and start throwing your rocks first.
Oh, so I get first pitch, huh? I get first pitch.
You better take that pitch, and you might want to throw a fastball because, you know,
y'all put me on spot.
When he counters, brother, it's over, okay? So go ahead.
These two brothers have been doing this for a minute, so they already know. I'm the amateur coming in. Okay. All right. Hey,
you're getting jumped in today.
This is the new pitcher in here. Here we go. So it actually sparked because me and Brian and my wife, Siren, we were going to have an episode called Circles, Triangles, and Squares. And my thesis, my perspective in the cuckold lifestyle, that's a triangle, meaning equal challenge, equal opportunity, equal responsibilities, divergent, like unique situations, right? Everybody has their unique things that they have to deal with. But where we diverge is when somebody presents it as if, or if Michael was saying, look, man, a little bit, you got some of these bulls out here and they own some bullshit, right? And these couples come together and they get their, not everybody's, not every couple, I know Mike's not saying that, not every couple's on some bullshit, but some of these couples will come together and they'll get their shit together and they'll try to come correct. And you have to kind of deal with a whole bunch of bulls that, one, half of them or a lot of them call themselves a bull, but they ain't. You know, I know that's his position, which we agree on. A lot of them come in correct, which we agree on. And that kind of makes it kind of tilts the scale. That's what I understood. And that's where I feel like we disagree. It's like it kind of tilts the scale in the fact that the cuckold couple is kind of dealing with something a little bit more challenging than the bull is.
Okay. So I think if I recall correctly, when I was talking about the ups and downs and just the trials that the couple has to go through, you were trying to equate that to basically the stuff that the bulls have to deal with.
And, no, what I'm saying is, go ahead, sorry.
Well, no, what I was saying is, I guess as a bull, this is the way that I look at it. You can kind of determine what level of involvement you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can be as basic as you want it to be, or it can be as involved as you want it to be. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, it depends on what the couple is looking for. One of the things that I hang my hat on personally is adaptability. whatever you're looking for, I probably got that in my tool bag. The question is, do I want to give it to you? I'm not here to force what I want on anybody. I really don't get down like that. And I guess you have two different approaches. I know bulls out there who they kind of have a script and they want couples to adhere to that script. I'm not here to say what is better, what is right or wrong. I just know that that particular approach doesn't appeal to me personally, because what winds up happening is all of my encounters wind up looking like each other. You know what I'm saying? So I personally like to adapt to what a couple is looking for, because that ensures that there's that variety. You know what I'm saying? Because each couple has different needs. So, you know, from a bull's perspective, I think, not that our path is easy, just easier, because let's be honest, it's a lot easier for us to find what we're looking for than it is for them to find what they're looking for. So I'll just leave it at that for now and let brothers expound on that and kick it around and do whatever with it.
Yeah, so Mr. Mocha, did you want to chime in or you want me to keep going on it?
No, keep going. I'm not jumping in until I can start throwing rocks.
you're just sitting on the side waiting for whoever.
At the moment, y'all both being real politically correct, so I'm going to wait till the politically correctness falls off. And then I'm going to jump in, because otherwise I'll be the asshole as usual. And I'm going to wait till y'all start being assholes. So please continue, brother.
So basically, he's waiting for the first spade to get played.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, I am. He's waiting for the first spade to get played. I am not here to take the high road.
Okay, I feel you waiting for that first spade to get played.
Yeah. So my thing is, well, I'll tell the audience, I consider myself the lowest guy on the totem pole, the junior guy. I'm learning from these cats. So, what I will say is, not from my experiences, not from the bulls that I've talked to, it's hard enough for me to find couples that I want to rock with, that I jive with, that ain't on some bullshit, or that has good communication, or they have things worked out between themselves. So I don't think it's easier.
That's because you live in East Jablip.
Maybe. Okay. But I've heard from the same thing from cats that were at Utopia, that were sharing their concerns with me and their struggles. And they live on your side of the town. You know what I'm saying? So I know cats that live in Atlanta that I talked to. He's not part of the Splash thing, but he lives. Same area as my family do. And he's saying it's a problem. I got to leave town to get what I need. Look, I got to come to the West Coast.
I'm going to put it like this.
Hold on. Let me chime in right quick. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say what this reminds me of is it reminds me of the same thing I hear about guys, in a lifestyle, quote unquote, dominant guys who say that, you know, they can't find a submissive. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, you know, you can blindfold me, spin me in a circle 10 times and let me throw a rock and I'm going to hit a sub in the head. You know what I'm saying? Like they're everywhere. So my thing is, if you're having trouble finding them when they're hiding in plain sight, and I've said this to many dudes, you're not ready to have one because they are there. I mean, and I'm not an extra clairvoyant dude. I mean, it's not like I got special powers. It's just having a conversation. I mean, knowing how to get the information that you're looking for through conversation and through talking to them. But I can't subscribe to the notion that they're not around, especially if you live in a heavily populated area. You know what I'm saying?
So like, maybe I'm misunderstanding what you guys are talking about now. See, I'm a little slow. What is the question? Are we discussing it's hard for couples to find the guy and it's just as hard for guys to find the couple? Is that what we're discussing?
Well, the premise is it's a principle. The principle, and I call it the triangle, is because take out the little small intricacies of finding versus the good people. Because I was more about finding good couples, right? I would say the same thing about a bull. Throw a rock and you can find a bull anywhere. It's, well, we can't find good quality bulls. That's what their complaint is. That's why it's harder for them. I'd say it was the same thing. Go online, find any dude that's calling himself a bull. But the problem is you're going to run into some problems when you find out he's not really a dominant, not really a bull. He don't really know what he's talking about. I'm saying I ran into the same problem. I get a couple and they know all the what they're talking about. And then next thing you know, they and you taking it to the woman like you're supposed to, and they arguing. That ain't no good experience for me. You making it weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm saying whatever challenges that you will put on a couple, it might not be the exact same particular challenge, but it's in the same bucket. In other words, I got challenges too. It ain't easier for you. You got two people. So I've sat there and watched couples support each other. I've watched them lift each other up. You know, you the cuckiest cuck I ever seen. Well, you the hottest hot wife, you know, and them build each other up and the arguments and all the things that make them allow them to develop their skills. Well, I had you, bro, and I didn't even know you. The only thing I had is I wish this nigga would stop swilling his around his drink. You know, that's my only thing I can say. Like, this nigga always on with a drink in his hand, you know, but I had you. I'm just messing with you, but that's my point. I'm over here by myself. After I got divorced, I was by myself and I had to figure this out by myself. And I had to listen to some podcasts and figure some things out. And I wasn't smart enough to email you. I should have probably just emailed your ass and asked you a question, but I didn't. So it's like, yeah, that's cool. They do have problems, but it ain't more than me. Like, you got, if you balance it all out, it's equal in my mind. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I guess you can make anything more difficult than it has to be. I think for us, especially, you know, we use the term quality bull a lot. When you're in that position, personally, I think we're operating from a position of abundance. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you know your worth,
mm-hmm. yep.
and if somebody's bringing it to you and you feel like they're not appreciating what you bring to the table, then, you know, you know, you keep it moving and you keep it pushing. But when you know that you have what they're looking for, I mean, when you know that you check those boxes, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm alone in that. I'll ask Brian and Mr. Mocha, do you guys feel like it's a scarcity for you to find what you're looking for?
I think, and this is just speaking for me.
Yeah.
It's an experience thing for me. When I first started, I was just slinging. So, I mean, I guess I fell into the BBC bull category. You know, I wasn't really looking for the quality cuckold couple. You know, all I saw was a couple, and, you know, he may be a little submissive, and hell, I really didn't care if he was submissive or not. And, you know, I just wanted the wife. And then as I got older, I started to understand the cuckold world more. And so here again, I evolved. You know, I was looking for certain types of couples that, like you said, might check those boxes. And now at my age, you know, I'm definitely looking at certain types of couples. So I'm thinking on the experience level. You know, you evolving as you stay in this life for a long time. Like, Mike, you've been in this life, what, 30 years?
Close to it.
Close to 30 years. I've done it for a very, very long time. D, you've done it for a very, very long time, correct?
Mm-hmm. I have.
Very long. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it in those terms. Maybe y'all can elaborate more, D or Mike, you know what I'm saying? But that's how I look at it.
Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, D.
All right. So,
yeah, go ahead.
So to answer Mike's question, like, if we're talking about, I don't think as a single male I've ever had as much access to couples as couples have had to me. So I'm sitting here literally right now looking at my single SDC profile and my couples SDC profile. And here's the difference. Over the last year, I've probably been reached out to 15 times. Okay. On our couples profile, we probably get reached out to 15 times a week. I think couples tend to be in a position where they have so many options and so much to filter through. They're trying to determine, okay, which guy do I choose? Which profile do I choose? How do I know which guy is the right guy for me? For me personally, out of the probably 15 people who've reached out to me this year, I'd say only 3 or 4 of those caught my interest. And out of the 3 or 4 of those that caught my interest, I responded back to those 3 or 4, and they respond back very randomly or spotty. They send me a message, I respond, and then 2 months later they respond with, hey. Now, to say that it's easier for a single guy to find couples, bull, whatever it may be, I think that's total bullshit. Because every couple you know, excuse me, I'm not going to say every, 99.9% of the couples you know who have a profile with a decent pic of the couple on there always complain about being inundated with messages or being inundated with options. So whether they think the guy's a dumb fuck or not, they have that. Now, you take a single guy's profile, most of us do not get inundated with options. So when we start talking about who has the most options, couples are usually frustrated trying to file through the guys. Now, if they make a shitty choice, that's on them. All the couples I've reached out to over the last year on my profile, it's very rare that I'm going to get a response back. I make very sure that my profile has no indication of what podcast I'm on, anything like that, because I want it to be, from my standpoint, I want it to be fair. I don't want you to say, oh, that's Mr. Mocha. I want you to see me as any other dude. And so I'm definitely not going to be on Team Mike when it comes to I can throw a rock and find it, anything. Because even as far as subs are concerned, we get chosen. As the guy, we don't get to choose the couple or the female. Now, once you choose me, I can then steer the ship. But I'm waiting to be chosen to steer the ship. Couples got 1,000 motherfuckers standing in line to be the one to steer the ship, as do subs and females. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, so, Mike, I don't know if you want to reply to that, because I have something I want to say.
I mean, if you, this is a question I have for Mr. Mocha. So you feel like you're not in a position to choose. I want to make sure I'm understanding you correctly.
No. I said, we're talking about numbers and options. Couples, most couples, and I'm sure you can hang up and call 10 couples you know, and I guarantee if they go to their profiles over the last 12 months, I guarantee they've had well over 100 people reach out to them.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm debating that.
So now we're talking about they have more access and more options, and they have more to choose from than your average single male or your average bull. And on top of that, because most people, when they look at a profile, they have so many options to choose from, they're going to step over most of the good guys anyways because they have too many fucking options. Me, I can send out as many messages as I want, but there's nothing about me texting that's going to make me different. Now, if we go to an event and we're approaching people in person and someone gets to see you, talk to you, feel your vibe, that's a whole different thing. But when we're talking about, realistically speaking, that most of our interactions are going to be in an online setting, couples got...
But they don't
gotta,
have to be.
But no. You skipped two things I said. Number one, I said realistically, because we all have lives and jobs, and we know that right now, technology, social media...
Let him get his point in, Mike.
Splash don't happen once a week. So if you the type of dude that's only picking up people during splash, then okay, you are once again narrowing your opportunities because you're only trying to meet couples a couple times a year. That's not realistic. Okay, so we're also keeping in mind the splash universe is something that only a small percentage of people and our listeners out there know about. Everyone don't even know about splash yet. So we're talking about the masses, and we're talking about people all over the world. So we're talking about cucks or cuckold couples, hot wife couples, and bulls. Realistically, the main medium is online. Now, if we're going to start throwing in, you know, the what ifs or the possibilities or the small likelihoods, then we're going to get real sideways real fast. But we're going to go for the vast majority of ways people contact. And we know that's going to be online. And couples got single dudes beat hand down. The only person that's going to get more messages than couples is going to be a unicorn. So that means they have the most options to choose from. And that makes a big difference. If I got 100 couples reaching out to me a week, I guarantee I'd be able to choose something. I'd have a better pool, a larger pool to choose from, and be able to make better decisions. Because on our couples profile, Mrs. Mocha has dick flying at her every day. So she can go through there and pick through that motherfucker like it's a buffet. Oh, you know, his eyebrows are crooked. Fuck that guy. I don't have that option. I mean, I'm like, oh, Lord, she only got lazy eye. I'm cool with lazy eye. You know what I'm saying? I only got three options.
Very well put. Mike, what you got?
Okay, so as far as the dearth of options that they have, because remember, I have a couple's profile too, so I see it. And the difference is the options that couples have, I don't know if you ever went to like the basement of a department store, right? Like a Macy's or something, or Stearns or whatever department store was in your area back in the day when your mom would go. And in the basement, it looks like World War III. Right? Like, it's just bins of clothes, like, all over the place. That's kind of what couples face. Like, there's a lot there, but they got to do a lot of digging to find what they're looking for. Like, just because 100 guys are sending the messages doesn't mean that it's 100 quality guys sending the messages.
And it don't mean that it ain't 99.
Hold on. You know, let me speak. So when we look, no problem. I love you. When we look, it's a little bit different.
I love it. Go ahead.
We don't have to filter through as much because we can pinpoint and go after exactly what we're looking for. So for us, it's almost like shopping in a thrift store. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to find exactly what I want. Where are the blazers at? I'm looking for a black blazer. Okay, you don't have no black blazers here? Okay, let me go to the next store. We don't have to go through... Like, everything is organized in there, so you can go exactly to what you're looking for as opposed to what the couples face on a lifestyle site, which is everything being thrown in a pile because no matter if a guy is quality or not, you still have to open the email. You know what I'm saying? Like, they still have to open it. There's no way to see who is a quality person based off of just whatever their introduction is. Now, yeah, you can kind of discount the guys that send you those, you know, the hey's, the what's up, the she's hot, you know, the guys who don't even know enough to put, you know, a little something in their tagline, in their intro. But they still
your
got bust, those.
Your busters.
They still have to go through all of those messages. Now, when I brought up Splash, I was just using Splash as an example. Anything can be a splash. I'm just talking about putting yourself in a situation where you're actually getting out and meeting real people. That can be a munch. That can be a meet and greet. That can be a party. You know, like when I hear you say what you say about the guys online and not having opportunities and things like that, what it reminds me of, and I'm not saying that they're similar, but what it reminds me of is when I hear dudes complain about not being able to find a job. Like they expecting a job to just come and knock on their door. Like, knock, knock, knock. Who is it? Job. Like, nah, motherfucker, you got to get out there. You got to get it. You got to get out here.
Robin Harris right there.
And if you're not putting the effort in, it's hard for me to feel sorry for you. Because I'm going to ask you, okay, what kind of effort you putting it in? Now, one of the things that me and Mr. Mocha connected on right away was music. I mean, he was familiar with a friend of mine that had a really, really small music career. And one of the things we would always laugh about, me and my buddy, was whenever a dude would bump into somebody that they know is in the music business, and they'd be talking to him real quick, and they'd be like, okay, you got your demo on you? If the person said no, they would discount him immediately. Like, how are you not prepared? How do you not have a demo on you? If this is what you're really trying to do, at the very least, your demo needs to be out in the parking lot in your car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You need to always have your music on you. You need to always be ready. What do they say about luck? Luck is where preparation and opportunity intersect. So if you're not out there trying to make it happen, making mistakes, learning from those mistakes, I'm sorry, it's hard for me to have any kind of sympathy for you.
Okay, I'm going
to
pause you right there and just for a quick second. So now you said where luck and opportunity meets. So
I said luck is where preparation and opportunity meets.
I'm sorry, preparation. All right, and opportunity. Excuse me. Yeah. So let's just say the single guy is very prepared and he has 5 opportunities. The couple is very prepared and they have 500 opportunities. Who's going to be the luckiest?
Well, the couple's going to have a lot more work because they got to sort through all those opportunities.
So now you sound like when those pretty girls, oh, my God, so many guys want my number. Like, yeah.
That's completely different.
It's not different because they have to do the – they have to filter through all the guys, and they're so used to being the pretty girl. The unattractive girl over in the corner would die to have those problems. Believe you me. Since I got to filter through all the bullshit that comes through for my wife, I would love to have that same problem with couples reaching out to me. So, hey.
But that's just the way that it is. But we can't complain
exactly.
about that.
Exactly. So that being said, going back to what Socrates said and what you were talking about, I think you're seeing couples have it harder because they have so much opportunity that it's hard for them to choose one. And guys who have less opportunity because they get to pinpoint, that is very false. There are very, very, very few guys because you said earlier, based upon what you said earlier, I'm going to use your own words for you. You have a whole bunch of things in your bag to accommodate just about any type of couple. That is not pinpointing, my friend. That is you having a lot of things because you're aware that there's such variety in couples. Fact of the matter is dudes have very low criteria. Is she attractive? Yes, I'll take it. Couples, you know, like you said, couples are going to look at profile. Oh, he only said, hey, he only said she's hot. I looked at a profile yesterday. This chick had 5 pictures of her ass on there, and she said, I know I got a great ass. No need for you to tell me. Well, she put that in her profile.
So she advertised the cheeks. So you have that many options. I've got so many. Like, there's no way I'm going to put a picture of my dick on there and be like, okay, ladies, I know I've got a great cock. So many of you are condimenting. No. I'm going to be like, keep sending it in. So I think when you see how much opportunity couples have, I have to go with Socrates where I say, you can't say that couples have it hard because they have so many options. Damn, you got so much money, you don't know what to do with it. Listen, you poor people got life easy. You can only get ramen noodles. Stop complaining.
Hey, I'm going to jump in here because I've been trying to jump in on this.
Hey, elbow in. Me and Mike was planning on throwing rocks at each other. Yeah. We live for this.
Good. So let me elbow my ass in this shit. What I'm saying, to piggyback on both of y'all, I think sometimes there's a time to compare apples and oranges. And this is it. When you're talking about fruit, it's okay to compare apples and oranges. And my point is this. The struggle is getting to options for men. The struggle for the couple is to sift through the options. They're both a struggle is what I'm saying. They're all equal because I got to get to the point where, Mr. Mocha said, man, you know how hard it is to get 3-4 of them to, you know, he's talking about people to approach him because he is dark Gable. Well, I get zero. So I got to approach 100%. And plus my profile, I got to work on my profile a little better. But I got to work real hard to get you. And like you said, I'm lucky to get the kind of woman that I like. And I'm lucky to kind of get the couple that I like because I got to work my ass off to get there. Once I'm there, it's easier. Yes. But the whole point is, you showed up, it started raining, and now you mad because you ain't got a raincoat on. I'm like, no, bro. Like, your struggle is at the end. My struggle is in the beginning. It's all the struggle. That's my point.
Oh, yeah. Claim the mind, train the body, own the soul. Deep connections, build on trust. Let's all go from conversations to the passion that we hold. This brotherhood's for man, whose stories need to be told. This brotherhood's for men whose stories need to be told. Yeah, say it loud. This is who we are, bold, confident, and seductive. Dominant and classy, we stand tall, never fall. Bull brotherhood, luxury and tall.